Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
Evil corporate profiteers. Evil corporate profiteers.
Politicians who have a soft spot for dictatorships like in Cuba. They have a soft spot for people like Maduro and Ortega.
The real Republican objective is your body, their choice.
Strong military and strong and transparent economy.
If we just allow this to expire, we're going to see chaos at the southern border.
My God, somebody, it shuts it down.
Senator Hawley, your time's expired.
Yes, it has, apparently. We'll get to some more of that Josh Hawley sound from yesterday in the Senate with the energy secretary and wondering why in the world they can't do something about these gas prices that keep going up every day, it seems like. Hey, it's Friday, though. You got the weekend ahead of you. That's a good thing. Hopefully you didn't have any damage from the storms last night. We will keep our fingers crossed on that. I know some problems in the Kirkwood area. Sue's been following traffic for you all morning. She can get you to work safely, so stay tuned, and we'll keep up to date on that. Maybe some more rain later. Dave Murray's going to have your forecast as well, so we got you covered here. Scott J. Gowan this morning for Denise Schaefer, who's got this Friday off. Carl Middleman is off as well, and I got Frank Ladd here in the studio. So we're happy that you're with us. Lots going on. We're going to get to Dinesh D'Souza at the bottom of the hour. Be sure and stay tuned for that. 2,000 Mules is the movie. We've been talking about it a lot. Thrilled to get him on here and ask him a few questions because what he's done here is groundbreaking and demands some answers. It really does. It demands us to find investigators in these different states willing to look into what has allegedly gone on here with the stuffing of basically these ballot boxes, these drop boxes in big cities. In swing states. And the movie draws the conclusion that if you very conservatively count the potential number of extra ballots that were shoved in these boxes, it would change the electoral count in the 2020 election. That's ultimately what the conclusion they draw. Now, it's not in a court of law, but watching the movie, if you've watched it, raises a lot of questions, which is why I'm excited to get Dinesh D'Souza on here, the filmmaker, the author. He's got his own podcast these days as well. So we'll talk to him all about that here at the bottom of the hour. What we love to do here is expose inconsistencies and half-truths when it comes to what's going on with our local students and our local politicians. And it appears that we've tripped some triggers out in the Rockwood School District. Last week, I told you that there were some documents that were going to be discussed at last night's board meeting regarding pronouns being mandatory for employees, staff, and students starting next year. The superintendent denied it. He sent out an email to parents saying it's not the intention of the Rockwood School District to mandate the use of this. I don't know where you got your information, but it's erroneous. Well, oddly enough, we got the information from the school district's website, from a working document from a group called Equity for All Identities Committee Action Plan. And then as soon as they realized that that link was live, they shut it down. So much for transparency, right? Dr. Aisha Grace is the one out there who's in charge of the Office of Educational Equity and Diversity for Rockwood. And she did a presentation at the board meeting last night on this very issue. In fact, I was able to print that off because I was able to save it. That's the beginning of it there if you're looking on the Facebook page. Part of the information was presented last night. And this is the part we questioned. The plan to use the preferred name and pronouns being identified at the beginning of each school year, that's their objective of this committee. Staff training is where it needs to start, right, in professional development days. And it says right on here that in October of 2022, this has been added to a document that will be part of the professional development session for all staff to be implemented at the beginning of year training. It says it's in progress, that it suggests that's already been done. And I'm now being told that these decisions don't have to be voted on by the board, there's the ability within that department to just make some of these things happen. So the question you have to ask yourself is, if we hadn't brought this up, and if a bunch of people hadn't emailed Dr. Ricker out in the Rockwood School District and asked questions about this, this probably would have happened quietly without anybody ever noticing it. This is why you have to ask questions. Now that they know that we're on to them, they've cut off access to all these documents so the public can't look at them. If you're a stakeholder in the Rockwood School District, which I happen to be, you should be allowed to see any document that the board's going to consider, unless it's a personnel matter. I understand that. Legal personnel. This isn't. This is a policy that would affect all the students and all the teachers in the entire district. And that's just part of it. I mean, it goes on and on. This board has all kinds of stuff that they're recommending for the district. They're doing an equity audit that you're paying for. They do culturally responsive teaching for professional development. They want equity for all identities. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on. So we're shining some light on that in case you are interested in finding out more about it. Email your principal. Email the superintendent. Let them know that you're on to them. And they need to be more transparent about this stuff. 314-241-9797, the phone number down here. We're going to get to Dinesh D'Souza at 8:35. The filmmaker, the author, the man who's produced 2,000 Mules. It's all coming up on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I can't wait until Monday night to go see Top Gun Maverick. Do you want to go with me? How about that? 314-241-9797. We'll take caller number 7. Lucky number 7 on this Friday morning gets a pair of tickets to see it first on Monday night in IMAX out at Marcus Ronnie's IMAX Cinema down there in South County. The doors open at 6. You're going to have a ticket to get in. I'm planning to be there, so good luck to you. Maybe I'll see you down there. This is the last day we're doing the ticket giveaway, so I apologize. I've done all I can. At least 10 of you will get to be in there with me, so good luck. And by the way, it comes out officially the 27th, but if you're a fan, you're going to get to see it Monday night. You a fan, Scott?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Hold on. Get your mic on.
Get my mic on. How can you not be a fan of Top Gun?
I don't know. I mean, it's a great film. Like, we joke with Denise, who said she's never seen it start to finish.
It used to be on TBS or TNT or something
all
like
the
that,
time.
Or USA, all the time.
I know.
How have you not seen the whole thing?
I don't know how you could avoid seeing it. It's just a great, great movie. But I'm glad it's finally coming back. Didn't they complete it, Frank, like 2 years ago?
I think so. That's what I've read, yeah.
Got delayed because of the pandemic.
Got delayed, and clearly you didn't want to put it out in a big movie theater when nobody was going to movie theaters. So now that people are headed back to theaters, it's the perfect time to see something like that on a big screen. That all of these actors were up in these planes, and they set up their own cameras and kind of directed themselves. So it's live action. I don't know how much green screen there is in this. I think it's people in these planes flying all over the place.
It's exciting.
Buzzing Applebee's.
And you were talking earlier about how good Tiger Woods looks after his, injuries and everything. Jack.
Yeah, he looks
jacked. How about Tom Cruise?
Clearly sold his soul to the devil. I mean, to stay looking like that for his age.
Yeah.
Is he 75?
I joked that I saw a cardboard cutout of him the other day when I was at Applebee's, and I almost went over and took a selfie with it, but I don't want to be seen next to him. He looks so darn good. It's just not worth it, right? Not a chance.
You said they made him look taller.
Oh, yeah, it was bigger than life, because I would have towered over him had it not been. That's funny. I'm glad they're releasing it. It's long past due. Here's my question, and something nobody's ever answered for me. During the pandemic, several times during the pandemic, my family and I decided we were going to go to a movie, and the theaters were open, and there was one movie we went to. I'm trying to remember what it was. There were four of us and two other people in the entire theater. It's almost like we had a private screening for this movie. Here's what I don't understand. How did they pay the bills for those 2 years? People are just now really starting to go. Like, I went to see the Sorcerer movie the other night. What's it called? The Marvel movie? Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange.
And
the multiverse.
It wasn't, every seat wasn't full, but it was largely a crowded theater. And that's probably the biggest audience I've seen in a theater in 2 years. It's usually much more sparse than that. I don't know how they've kept the lights on
A lot of them didn't. There were dozens and dozens of theater closures over the course of the pandemic. Lots of people out of work. And they just shut a lot of them down. A lot of the marginally underperforming theaters, they said, hey, we're just not coming back to you. There's no West Olive Theater anymore.
Wow.
AMC's West Olive.
It's just and gone?
It's gone.
Wow. I didn't even realize that.
I think the building is still there, but they pulled out. They realized, hey, we can get out of this lease. And it was not a huge performer at the time, so they pulled out. So, I mean, there's lots of these companies were hit really hard. Lots of employees were hit really, really hard.
Well, I mean, popcorn's always been ultra expensive, to borrow the phrase from the president.
Not the popcorn where they make the money. It's the soda.
Right. But now everything's gone up. I mean, it cost me $16 to see a movie on a regular screen the other night with tax and handling and all that to buy the ticket online. And then a beer was $15.
It's with like your schedule, ballpark. Go during the day. Those are the cheaper tickets.
True. But I had to go with my daughter, unfortunately, on a Friday. Well, not unfortunately, but I had to go with my daughter on a Friday night. So I couldn't pick the time, darn it. Hey, coming up, Dinesh D'Souza. We'll talk about 2,000 mules. Stay tuned.
You're listening to The Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Morning Show. On the air and streaming at 971talk.com.
They have ruined Election Day in the United States of America. That's provable. And that's enough for me to fight the left with every fiber in my body.
Without free and fair elections, we are not a democracy. We are a criminal cartel masquerading as a democracy.
That is the trailer for the movie 2,000 Mules, and we've got the producer, Dinesh D'Souza, on the phone this morning. Dinesh, great to have you back on my show. Thank you.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Loved the movie. Thank you for the service you're doing for this country in exposing what a lot of us suspected but couldn't prove from the very beginning.
It's really important to put this stuff in a way that takes it beyond suspicion to a little bit of a "see, I told you so." And of course, the left is freaked out about this film. They unleashed some fact checkers that they thought could debunk the movie. Unfortunately, those are 20 and 30 somethings who don't know anything about geo-tracking. They don't know a whole lot about election laws, which vary from state to state. So they kind of embarrass themselves. And so now they're kind of flailing at the movie from all different fronts. But anyone who sees the movie, and I think Democrats too, are going to be really startled, because one of the powers of the, not just the geo-tracking or cell phone evidence, but the video evidence, is it puts you at the scene of the crime and you can watch it with your own two eyes.
It is amazing. And there's no way you can look at it and not have a lot of questions when you're done. You know, some of the criticism I've heard is, well, maybe it was just coincidence that these cell phone signals happened to be here near this warehouse and also near six or seven or eight of these election drop boxes. Maybe that was just coincidence. You guys go to great lengths in your production here to prove that you're being ultra conservative, to borrow the phrase, with how many mules there actually might have been.
Right. So True the Vote, the election intelligence organization that we were partnered with for this project, they set the very high bar of 10 or more drop boxes. Why? Because, yeah, quite honestly, if you set the bar at 2 drop boxes, some guy was going to come forward and go, listen, I went to the first drop box, I put in my ballot, then I was walking by the second one and I just had to tie my shoelace. That's why I stopped in front of the second one. So we didn't want any of this nonsense. And so True the Vote said, let's set a high bar because that way, yeah, we won't catch all the mules, but we'll catch the most industrious and the most egregious mules. And there's simply no excuse for anyone to go to 10 or more mail-in drop boxes. Remember, this is not the U.S. Post Office. You don't put any mail in this other than your ballot.
It's a great point. Dinesh D'Souza, my guest. So another criticism I've heard is, how do you know these just weren't family members dropping off ballots for their families? What do we know about these warehouses, these organizations that had collected all of these ballots that then needed to be distributed to drop boxes?
Right. So if a guy is just going down to drop off, let's just say, the 5 ballots of his family members, which, by the way, is allowed both in Georgia and Arizona, why would you go to more than one drop box? Why would you do it at somewhere between 1 and 4 a.m. in the morning?
Yeah.
Why would you wear latex gloves? Why would you look left and right as you came out of the car to make sure no one was looking? Why would you take a photo of the ballot as it's going into the box? So all of this behavior taken together blows away the theory that these are people innocently dropping off the ballots of family members.
What about I've heard you complain about it, and I've certainly heard other people complain about it, that this movie is being squashed by big tech, obviously by big media. There are networks in this country that won't even mention your film by name. That's disturbing.
It's very disturbing and eerie. And interestingly, now the left has started talking about the movie because I think they realize they can't stop it. There was a Q&A, the question answer that I did with the Washington Post a couple of days ago, and it runs, it's about 10,000 words long. So think about it. You got this massive discussion of all these issues right in the weeds in the Washington Post, and Fox News Channel will not even utter the words 2,000 mules. They have literally issued a kind of order because those words, 2,000 mules, have never come out of the mouths of any Fox News Channel host.
They did have the people from True the Vote on, though, didn't? Didn't Tucker Carlson have Catherine Engelbrecht on?
He did, and what's funny and even weirder is that they discussed the subject of the movie. Catherine, by the way, is an executive producer of the movie, and right before the interview, they told her, do not mention 2,000 mules. So not only did Tucker not mention it, they instructed Catherine not to mention the name of her own movie.
Yeah, very, very strange. Dinesh, you know, I see that this was in selected theaters, and I know it's available online streaming, but you're doing another wider release. What was the trigger to get this thing back in theaters?
We had to devise a whole new business plan because this is the first movie I've released in an age of censorship. And so I said, I'm not going to put it on any kind of cancelable platform. We did a very limited theatrical, only 2 days and only one showing each of those days in 300 theaters. But we did so well that all these independent theaters came running to us and said, hey, we're getting all these calls about this movie. Why don't you open the movie normally? So this weekend, we're opening in 400 theaters, 4 showings a day. And if you go to the website, which is just 2000mules.com, you can just click on Fandango, one of those ticketing sites, put in your zip code. It'll tell you where it's playing near you. Buy tickets, go with the family or friends, and see it this weekend.
Yeah, somebody's already reached out to me, several people saying that it's telling me which theaters it's going to be in St. Louis available this weekend. That's exciting. We need more people to see this because the questions you ask have to be answered. And here's my question for you this morning, the most important question I wanted to get to. Why is this not being investigated, or do you know of agencies, law enforcement agencies, who are looking into some of these allegations now?
The state of Georgia has had an ongoing investigation for about 2 months now in direct response, they've said publicly, to the research done by True the Vote. But just a couple of days ago, the sheriff of Yuma County, Arizona, announced a new criminal investigation into illegal ballot trafficking. Let's remember that Yuma is part of what's in the movie. We interview a mule in the film. She is from San Luis, which is a city in Yuma County. And so I'm encouraged by this small development, but important. This is the way it happens. It's not that some senator decides to do something. Sheriffs and law enforcement officials pick it up. They get the cell phone IDs of the mules. They identify the mules. They talk to them. They find out who paid them, who organized this cartel, and so on. That's the way it needs to happen.
Yeah, the way it's laid out, you can see the conspiracy in it. I mean, it really is. And I hope somebody comes forward and looks at that, because we've got to get to the bottom of this. You know, there have been election integrity laws passed in a variety of states, including right here in Missouri. Is that enough, in your opinion, to prevent something like this from happening again in the future?
Well, obviously, these laws on voter ID, better signature matching, better observation, poll observers, all of that is good stuff. One really important thing I would add to that is the necessity of having surveillance video, 24-hour surveillance on all mail-in drop boxes. You don't need laws for that. It's already in the election rules, but many states didn't even do it. It's a necessity. I mean, look, we have surveillance in every parking lot, every Home Depot, every ATM. The technology is available. There's no excuse for not having constant surveillance on these mail-in drop boxes.
Dinesh, I can't thank you enough for what you've done here, and I really hope everybody goes and sees the movie and goes and asks the right questions, because these five swing states that you featured in here, I mean, you really, I don't want to give too much away on the movie, but you really just concentrated on major metropolitan areas. I mean, this could have been a much broader conspiracy, and you've only touched the tip of the iceberg.
I think quite likely it was. I mean, frankly, if I were doing the cheating, I would cheat in Florida, I would cheat in Ohio, I would cheat in Nevada, I would cheat in North Carolina, I would cheat in all the places where I had a chance to win, and maybe they did. So True the Vote only looked in five places, and guess what? They found mules in all five.
Wow. Dinesh D'Souza, thank you. The 2000mules.com is the website. You can go there and find out where the movie is going to be in a theater near you this weekend. Thank you, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Absolutely. Dinesh D'Souza there. Great to finally get him on the radio here. He's been in high demand, as you can imagine. What say you? Have you seen the movie? Are you going to drag a friend to the theater this weekend? I'll get to your phone calls coming up. 314-241-9797. Yeah, I've been looking forward to that all week. Can I just tell you that? I was anxious to talk to Dinesh because I know what some of the challenges have been by the left to that movie. Well, it was, what if it was just coincidence? I mean, if this was really happening, why wouldn't local police be looking into it? That's a really good question. As Dinesh pointed out, in a couple of these states, it's legal for your relative to pick your vote up and go drop it off somewhere. But it's not legal for any organization to be paying people to pick up ballots from people unrelated to them and drive them to 15 different drop boxes and drop them off. So if we know that there's a lot of evidence that some sort of a potential crime has been committed, I mean, for goodness sake, they've launched investigations and attempts to impeach the president of the United States on much less evidence. In fact, zero evidence, I would argue, in both of those cases. The J6 committee, well, he said, well, she said, well, he held a rally, well, he did this. Far less evidence than the geo-tracking that Dinesh D'Souza uses in this movie is evidence that it can't just be coincidence. And as he mentioned, and I wanted him to comment on it there near the end, you've got five cities. He looked at five cities. He looked at it in Arizona. He looked in Georgia. He looked in Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. He just picked five cities. And I don't want to give the whole movie away because it's important that you see it. But the important thing you know is with all they did to narrow this down, to reduce any chance that it was coincidentally one or two drop boxes these people went to, their minimum number was 10. They had to go to at least 10 drop boxes to drop ballots off. What are the odds? They found 2,000 people who had done that. And they used the term mules because that mules are people who traffic stuff. Like maybe they're trafficking people across the border or drugs across the border or whatever the case may be. What are the odds? But they were able to identify 2,000 individuals just with that very conservative estimate on who these people could have been in five specific cities in these swing states. As Dinesh suggested there, I'm not necessarily a betting man, but I would bet you that was going on in a lot more places. And if you narrowed that down to only five drop boxes, how many thousands more would there be? The conclusion they do with the math in the movie is, okay, from what we discovered, wouldn't have changed the outcome in Michigan, wouldn't have changed the outcome in Wisconsin based on our conservative estimates. But in Pennsylvania, in Arizona, and in Georgia, it would have changed the outcome of the election. If those votes were illegal and they shouldn't have been cast the way they were cast, it would have changed the outcome of the election because it would have flipped those electoral votes to Donald Trump and not Joe Biden. And that was based on the very conservative evidence that Dinesh D'Souza and True the Vote uncovered. That's why everyone needs to see the movie. Ask the question for yourself. And the secretaries of state who oversee elections in these states, in every single one of these states, there should be massive investigations going on right now to find out if it's true or not. If it's not true, you haven't lost anything. But if there's any evidence that even a shred of this is true, the American people need to know it. And chances are it wasn't just in those five cities. Because if it was true there, in these conservative numbers, it was probably much more widespread. I mean, they picked Atlanta. There were a bunch of other decent-sized cities in Georgia. In Pennsylvania, they picked Philadelphia. In Michigan, they picked Detroit. But clearly there are other large cities where they could have been harvesting votes that would have made potentially a difference in the outcome of the last election. Don't be distracted by the noise. Go see this movie if you get a chance. And people have got to start demanding that their state elections officials and law enforcement look into it. Because if just a couple do, who happen to be known to be on the conservative side of the aisle, the left is just going to ignore it. They'll just blow it off. And the important thing is not overturning the last election, but understanding how it might have been fixed so that we can prevent that from happening again in the future. It's that simple. 2000mules.com is the website. Find one near you this weekend. Hey, have a great weekend. We'll get to Kill Meet up next. I'll see you back here Monday morning at 5 a.m.
Get more at 971talk.com. Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.